WWA. What are you doing, Russell?
What are you doing? Being a dirty, rotten capitalist.
I'm proud of you, son.
No rest for the weary and no rest for the wicked, but, I'm just weary.
I hear you. So where are you working this week?
I'm back over there close to your house this week. Finally got countertops in after almost, I think it took 13 weeks to get them in. But, first one's come in, they were wrong. Second one's come in, and they were still wrong, but they were usable, so I cut the openings for the sink and stuff myself and finished them out.
Yo. Yeah, I tell you what, I got finished up an install here last week, and I said, well, that's my last one. I'm just going to do light work from here on out. And, because it was a full install, digital and x-ray machine, the whole nine yards. And I said, well, that was my last hurrah. I'm just going to do the light stuff, state certifications, and all this. And, lo and behold, I got a man from out of Lawrence calling me, wanting the whole system. I guess it's just ingrained into me, so I'm going down there and look at his situation, see if we can take care of him.
Sound like me. I said I was going to take the summer off, and I ain't had time off yet.
What happened to that West Coast vacation driving out there and back? I thought I heard.
Guess I'm like you. I'll take it when I can get it. So I got it covered up right now. I'm going to ride this train until the wheels fall off.
I hear you. Yeah, I got a little more ham radio gear and a little more radio control airplane stuff I want to buy, so I guess I'm going to go ahead and do that job in Lawrence.
There's usually some type of motivation there to keep it going. About the bout with Rocky Mountain Spotted Fever, you get over all that yet?
Send me a biscuit over here at the Bojo's, so repeat that last.
How about that Rocky Mountain Spotted Fever, you get over all that? Get back to normal?
Okay, now the issue with that last question, define normal. Now, as far as the Rocky Mountain Spotted Fever, bud, I am back. I tell you, they gave me this stuff called doxycycline. I mean, within 36 hours, I was feeling great again. It's something else. Good stuff.
Yeah, when I said normal, I meant normal for you, not normal for real people, you know, like normal people. But that's good to hear, though. I'm glad they got you squared away and you're feeling better now.
What? On one of the nights when my fever spiked up to 102.9, son, let me tell you, from midnight to 4 a.m., I lost 4.5 pounds in sweat.
I hadn't seen you lately, but last time I seen you, you could stand to lose a little.
SKX, you ain't missing much.
A host of friends. Yeah, friends.
You're mobile.
Going downhill fast, and I'm sitting behind the building, so I'll be back in there solid in just a minute.
I'm going to use this term loosely and say, gentlemen, how are we doing this morning?
I'm good, Russell. How about yourself?
I told Steve, no rest for the weary, no rest for the wicked, so the saying goes, and I'm just a weary.
The other gentleman's name or call sign?
Four, Mike. Name here is Tom, Tango Oscar Mike. And I'm finding a frog here. On interstate, and I guess I'll be meeting Steve here shortly. Need to stop and pull over and pray for him.
Out of that building, I got a good strong signal again. Now, what was you two saying?
Gonna be meeting you, and Patrick and me both are in agreement. We need to just stop and pray for him.
Yeah. Sound like the Three Stooges to me. Well, Three Musketeers or Three Stooges? I don't know which.
I used to consider myself curly, but I got too much hair now.
But I'll just refrain. Oh, my goodness. So what are you up to this morning, Tom? I know what Patrick and Russell are up to. I've taught them well. They're being dirty, rotten capitalists.
Westbound on I-26, I got to go see the vampires in Bowling Springs.
The vampire?
Yeah, that mangy old doctor, he always wants blood out of me.
What can I say? You know? Well, hopefully everything turns out all right. I don't know why you're going in. I hope it's just a checkup. So, hey, are you going up to Sedco? Me and Sue are going to go up together. She's going to go up there with me. She ain't going to go into any of the conference, but she's going up there with me this year. And we're going to be there Friday night and Saturday night. And we got banquet tickets.
Good deal. I hope you enjoy it. I always do every year. That is one thing I try not to miss.
Patrick and Russell up there, too. Now, that would really be interesting.
For tickets ahead of time to get into this place, Steve?
I went up there the last time they had it, which was 2 years ago, and they shut it down last year for COVID, but I did not have tickets prior to. Now, from what I understand, if you show up on Friday morning early and register, you can get in.
What is it?
Tom, I got a mouthful of Cajun filet biscuit.
That's the only thing it takes to get you to shut up. I'm gonna start paying for your food all the time. It's pretty cool. They have Friday, as they call it, boot camp. They really need to change the name of it. They have classes set up, different presenters. They give you ins and outs and tips and tricks, and it's just slap filled with information. And then the main body of the conference is on Saturday, and the same thing except for more geared toward more experienced operators, and it's geared toward DX and contesters. But it's really, really cool. They have all the major vendors there who have everything set up. They're not selling anything, but you can pick their brain, and it's a good time to get a leash on one of them and just work them over.
Friday, what Tom was talking about on that boot camp, they're going to have presentations on N3FJP software. Yeah, that's your logging software. Now, how to set it up and do all kinds of stuff with it. And they're also going to be doing something on the Hey, Tom, what do they call that? You know, of the evenings when the skip shadow comes across. Exactly. They're going to be doing a presentation on the gray line and a few other things, too.
I hadn't looked at the subject matter yet. I just always enjoy it and always go to all of them, so it doesn't really matter. But, it's really good. It's a good time. You meet a bunch of hams. There's hams that fly in from out of the country just to go to this. So it's really cool.
Just listening, I had to get the mic back out of the hangar. But it sounds cool and all, but I just don't know if I'm going to be able to schedule the time to go is my problem.
Do both days. You can do just the Saturday. And, from my house, you're already halfway there, Patrick.
But, you know, I got a lot of stuff going on, too. So that's my thing. I was going to try to go Saturday because there is also a ham fest over there in Pigeon Forge that weekend.
Okay. Well, hey, you need to send me some information on that, Bob.
Tennessee Ham Fest.
I'll do that one. All right. Well, Russell, what do you say?
It's Saturday.
The 24th.
2 weeks from now.
See how the schedule goes and what I get into. If I can get caught up, might be something I can ride up to. I don't know. I just have to see how far along I get. I got way too many projects going right now.
Somebody said they were going to get.
Let's make sure we keep the girls apart, because I'll tell you something. If you get in the ham thing and I get in the ham thing, that leaves them loose to go and bust our economies over there in Pigeon Forge shopping.
A good double.
Well, what I was telling Russell is if him and his wife get to come over there, he and I need to keep the girls separated, because if we're both in there doing ham stuff, they're going to be out shopping. And that spells economic ruin.
Yeah, that could be a small problem. I had to work more. What did you say, Patrick?
I was just giving you a hard time about saying you were going to work less, and now you're working more.
I get enough of that from home. I don't need it on the radio, too, okay? But, you know, this is like I said, I'm going to ride this train till the wheels fall off.
I'm doing exactly the same thing today.
Well, and just think, Harry Russell, whenever the wheels do fall off, I got some more work for you over at the house.
Yeah, the funny thing of it is you ain't the only one. I don't know when I'm going to slow down.
Do you make loans?
What?
Loans? You're making all this money. I figured you had to make loans.
Make no money. I don't make no money. My wife makes a lot of money, but I don't make no money.
I'll hop out of here. I'm at my next stop, so I'm going to go ahead and say 7-3. Y'all have a great day, and I'll keep an ear out for you throughout the day. KO4HKX, and I'm clear. 7-3.
7-3, Patrick. Go ahead and go out and make your wife some money. That's what we're going to do today. Have yourself a good one. Tom, Steve, y'all still there, and we lose you.
I just had to make a detour, but yeah, I'm still here. We'll be here for a little bit.
One of those, not a robocall, but one of those benevolent organization calls. You know the fastest way to shut them up?
Capellan.
You just ask them what the percentage that actually goes to the charity when they say 5% or 10%. Said, yeah, right. Click.
Understand that. Well, gentlemen, I am about to arrive here, and I am going to get my hands dirty and throw some sawdust and see what I can get accomplished for the day. I'll say 73s. You two gentlemen have a safe trip out there on the highways, and watch out for the crazy. It is K2RCL. I'll be clear on y'all's phone.
Hey, Russell, think about that thing up in Pigeon Forge, bud. I think you'd have a good time with it. And you just be careful. Don't be hitting any thumbs on any hammers. 73s. Patrick, you about to cut out, too?
He cut out. Russell, 73s. Kilo Zulu, 4 Mike.
Going up Thursday night?
Not totally sure without looking at my calendar.
Fair enough. Get everything situated. The hotel is already full, so Sue and I are staying over there across the road, about a block away at the Ramsey. Turns out it's a pretty nice luxury place.
I was trying to think about where that was at. I don't know where that's at.
Towards the main drag.
A block and a half off of the main drag.
That's fine, but they say it's within walking distance, so As long as it ain't raining, do me good. And they got a lazy river and a heated pool and a hot tub, so Sue will be happy.
That's awesome. I think she'll enjoy it. There's always people around up there. People's XYL comes up there too, and so she won't be at home.
Yo-yo coming? About his line yet?
I have told you over and over, man, and you just love trying to stick a dagger in me, don't you?
No, I just know what the real world is all about. And she'll have you married up here for too long.
Coach, do I have to tell you that I keep asking her? She keeps saying no.
Turn you around to the right spot.
I hate the heck out of you bringing it up all the time.
Tom, somebody's got to give you a little bit of a hard time. I talk to you so rarely that, you know, I don't hear you on there that much.
Somebody needs to give you one, too, so I'll just start poking you in the eye.
Cuz.
What kind of Lawrence are you doing your machine?
No Lawrence at all. This is, you come into the main drag right there on the square, and you go out by the old car dealerships out towards the hospital, and it's out there about halfway up that hill going up that way.
That's pretty cool. Well, yeah, I was just trying to figure out by the lay of the land kind of where you was going to be at.
Dinner today, probably going down there on probably Friday afternoon.
Roger. I hate having to go up here and donate. Might as well be for all the labs that they draw off from me. Might as well say I donated blood.
What, back when I had those blood clots and all that problem with my blood clots? I went into the doctor's office one day, and they're trying to figure out what was causing the blood clots. And that woman started in on me. You know them little vials of blood? 18 of them things off of me. I swear, I didn't know if I was going to make it out of there.
Lunch? Buy me lunch for dinner.
Okay, I got a phone call coming in, Tom. I'll be right back in there. KN4 VWA, standing by. For him. KN4 VWA.
Easy for him.
I'm back. I get it done on the phone real fast. Get him on, get him off. Get him on, get him off. Well, listen, I'm about to get back to the hacienda here, bud. We're going up Friday morning early. We'll probably get there at about 10 o'clock and join into the festivities at that point.
Cool. All right, well, I guess I will probably see you sometime on Friday then.
Lucky. All right, bud. Well, listen, I'm going to jump off of here. KZ4M, KN4BWA.
Keep your eye out if you hear anybody filling a trailer, something where I can get my tractor moved around a bit. Keep your ears open. Let me know if you hear anything. Otherwise, you have a good one, bud. 73, I'll talk to you later. KZ4M Mobile, clear listening.
Question before you go, you want a double or a single axle?
Double.
Okay, well, I didn't know what kind of weight you were talking about, so... All right, so you need a double axle. Are you wanting aluminum, or are you wanting just a straight steel?
Aluminum, but I just can't afford one.
Say that too quick now. I mean, what's your budget?
It's as low as I can go. It would depend. It's a little bit different, and it changes every week. So I keep looking and keep looking, and only ones I can find that are a decent deal, they're just all the pieces.
What I was going to ask you, too, are you wanting something you can rebuild, or are you wanting something just road ready?
It was,
it's according to the price. You know, if I can get something that needs some work done, I've got people that can help me remodel it. So if I could get it a good enough price, I might go that way. But yeah, I do have one that's road ready.
There's a guy up here that does that kind of stuff, and he has all kind of equipment that comes in and out. So I'll check over there with him. What are you needing? Something that you can carry a bush hog on the back, like an 18-foot, or are you just wanting like a 14 or 15-foot?
Right now, I do have an 18-foot, but, you know, worst comes to worst. Right now, I just need to have some way of transporting it around. And worst comes to worst, I can always set that bush hog up in the back of the truck.
For a 6-foot. I think I know just about exactly what you're talking about. This boy's got a few of them up there right now. So if I can get up there later today, I may give you a call on the landline.
That's because I'll be coming through that way as soon as I get done getting my bud taken there at Bowling Springs.
Over and kind of tucked down to the northwest of Tryon.
Yeah, I figured I needed to go pick up some stuff at the house, and I'd do that while I was up here.
Yeah. Okay. Well, I'll swing by there and see what he's got going, and then I'll give you a call.
I appreciate it. Well, you be careful out there, bud, and have a good one. We'll talk to you later. KZ4M Mobile.